In our gospel today, we were told that there were some Greeks, some outsiders to the Jewish people, who came to see Jesus. They were drawn towards our Lord. And we see that the apostles, Philip and Andrew, led them to our Lord. Well, there are many in our world today who are seeking Jesus. They're drawn towards him. They feel drawn towards something, somebody, even if they don't know who he is. The question for us as Christians, are we following the example of the apostles in leading those who are seeking our Lord to him? Are we glorifying his name by our actions, as our Lord glorified the Father through his sacrifice? Now, I believe that this is what it truly means to evangelize the world. Evangelization is not forcing our beliefs down others' throats. It's not harassing others to become Christians. It's leading others by words and example to Christ. It's evangelization is a commitment to live our faith every moment of our lives without exception, not saying only at these times will I live my faith and at these times I'm going to set aside being a Christian. Evangelization is also a willingness to share our love for Jesus, to share with the whole world the good news that we found, how this good news, this gospel, affects our lives. Now, I want to be clear that evangelization is not the same as apologetics. You may have heard of apologetics. Evangelization is sharing the gospel. When we do evangelization, it's something that is very deeply personal. It's because it's sharing the love that we have for Jesus and showing how that love affects our lives now, but also showing and sharing the promises that our Lord has given us for eternal life. In effect, evangelization is showing why we believe what we do as Christians. Apologetics is defense of the teachings of the church. It's explaining what we believe. It's helping others understand that the Catholic Church is truly the church founded by Christ, and that the teachings of the church are his teachings, the teachings which Christ gave the church, passed down through 2,000 years, which have been protected and better understood over time by the church, which has been led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Now, the two work hand in hand. You know, apologetics, explaining the faith, can lead to evangelization. And likewise, evangelization, sharing the faith, sharing what are the love we have for Jesus, can lead to apologetics. Now, evangelization has always been an important task for the church. Every culture and generation continually needs evangelization because our Lord has called us to go out and evangelize the world. Unfortunately, I think we've kind of become lax on this in our culture. It's almost like we've assumed that we were done evangelizing. We don't have to evangelize our world anymore. Evangelization is done over there somewhere. But of course, we do need to evangelize, and there's recently been a renewed push for evangelization. And I think this renewed push really started with John Paul II's new evangelization, his call for a new evangelization, which has been continued by Pope Benedict XVI, that we are to look for new ways and opportunities to evangelize our world, even those parts of the world which have been previously evangelized. This new push is also taking on a new focus with the Year of Faith coming up here starting in October 11th. Pope Benedict has asked us to take a year to focus on our faith, to look for opportunities to grow in our faith, and to develop this focus of evangelization. This is something we've been doing here locally in parish meetings. The focus of these meetings that we've been doing here in Malta is how to evangelize here in Malta, here in this town, here in our region. And that this evangelization is not just Father's job, it's not just my job, but that evangelization is the job of each and every Catholic, from the youngest Catholic to the oldest, that we all need to do it. Now, it's important to realize that evangelization is not hard. It's not a difficult task, but it can be a painful task because it requires us to die to self, to have a willingness to be rejected by others when we share our faith as Jesus was. But as our Lord says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. This, of course, is fruit for ourselves, fruit for our faith, but also a fruitful harvest of souls being saved. And of course, that's the most important part of evangelization, is bringing other souls to Christ. The Greeks were searching for Jesus, and the apostles helped them find him. There are those today who are also searching for our Lord. Are we going to help them find him?